And now we're doing chapter 51, and we're doing section 2, Siv Beis, and we're in the middle of the laws that are in the verses of songs, Baruch Shama to Yishtabach, that we say before in the beginning of the prayers, in the morning prayers. So the blessing that we say, Baruch Sha'amar, he says, Yesh Loimer Baruch Sha'amar, Benigunu benima. We should say the blessing of Baruch Shamar with a song and with this, with a good notes, because kiushir noav nechmod, because that's a nice and beautiful song. And v'tiknu alin she knesa gadoila, the man of the great gathering. Those were the rabbis of the great gathering who instituted. They instituted it based al yidei geres shenafla min hashamayim. It was a letter that came down from the sky, from the heavens. Came down a letter, umetzou kosuba, and they found it written in it. So this was this letter coming down from the sky that had this prayer, the prayer of Baruch Shomer. And the yeshba pei zayin tevis. It has 87 words. The whole prayer has 87 words. The word 87 in Hebrew would be letters, would be pei zayin, which spells the word paz. So the word of paz is like a precious stone, and there's a simon roisho kesem paz, and a sign for the word paz is his head is a kesem paz. Now, so this is supposed to be a very special song, a very special with words, and the kiblu la'imrei mu'umad, and people have accepted to say it while they're standing. That's why, but the Baruch Shamar, you get up. Afilu biyachid, even if you're not in the congregation, but you're doing it on your own, you still say it while you're standing up. Va'al pi hasoid, based on the Kabbalah, yesh leimer, we should say, b'fe'amoy v'le b'fi'amoy. It's just different ways of saying the mouth, that the Hashem is praised in the mouth of his people. It's either befe or befi. So he says we say befe, not befi amoy. And then we say befe amoy batish bachos. Batish bachos. So you say not bechirik hatov. You say batish bachos, not batish bachos with a shva. It's also the pronunciation. It says, one should hold the two tzitzis of the talis, shem kineged ponov, which are in front of your face, b'shas amidus baruch shamar, when you say the baruch shamar. So when you say baruch shamar, you take the two front tzitzis and you hold them in your hand over there. At the time you say baruch shamar. Okay, now, section 3, Siv Gimel, he says like this. If one finishes the blessing of Baruch Shomar prior to the Shliach Tzibur, prior to the one who leads the congregation, before he finishes, then you would say Amen. You would say Amen. Now, this Amen isn't considered an interruption in between the verses of song that follow to the bracha. You're making like a hefzik, you're saying amen in between the blessing and now starting to say the verse of song. Because amen is not considered an interruption, lifshagam amen shevachu, because also the word amen is a praise, ukein zimra, it's like a song. So saying amen is just as good as also okay. But if you hadn't yet concluded the bracha, you're still in the middle of saying the blessing, and the shliach tzibur finishes, loyana shouldn't answer amen. Why? Because we're not allowed to interrupt in the middle of any blessing, afilu banias amen, even with saying amen. If you're in the middle of a blessing, you don't say amen in any blessing. So therefore, there is an exception. He says the prince, there's an exception The Amen that follows the third blessing of the Amida, which is the Baruch Hashem Akel HaKadosh, and also the Amen that follows the blessing of Shemei HaTefillah, those are special Amen, she is Bar B'Simcha Samach Vav, that you would interrupt for them. But otherwise, let me just show you in the Siddur, so you're saying, so since this is the blessing, so the blessing is Baruch Shomar, so that's why you will not make any interruptions, not even the Amen. That's this view that we just learned now. So he says like this, so if you finish before the chazan,
right,
then you say Amen for the chazan's bracha. When the chazan says bracha, you say Amen.
Right.
And that's Amen is not considered an interruption because Amen is also part of a praise. But if you're still in the middle of here and the chazan says bracha, he says don't say Amen. Wait, it's not yet the final conclusion of that. Because
okay.
There's another opinion, the Yesh Mishaimer. There is someone who says, Shabracha zu shel Baruch Shomar, that this blessing of Baruch Shomar, this entire blessing, Hoyl ve'eino muskeres b'Talmud, since this blessing has not been mentioned in the Talmud. In the Talmud there is no mention of this blessing. So therefore, mafsikin bo l'chol amen v'amen. You would answer every amen, because not only Shemei Tefillah HaKel HaKadosh, but you'd answer any Amen. Because it's not such an important blessing, because it's not mentioned in the Talmud. It's not mentioned in the Talmud, it's okay to interrupt over there. So we have two opinions. Now he's going to give you the ruling soon. Now, what happens if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur? Let's say you're saying together with the Chazan, you're saying, and you end the same time as he does. So here also we have a question. Yes, Emrim, there's those that say, Shulayana Amen, don't say Amen if you finish together. Why? One who answers Amen after his own blessing, if you make a blessing, you say Amen to your own blessing, that's degradable. That's not proper. Why would you making a blessing for your own thing? You don't do that. So therefore, if you say it with the Chazan, some people say, don't say Amen. Okay, so now, even though there is some idea, there's space, you can say, to make an argument, say, you're not really saying after your bracha, because you're saying it together with the chazan. Because you're answering after shliach tzibur, you're finishing together with the shliach tzibur, so you're saying you're not answering Amen of your bracha, you're saying Amen for the Chazan's bracha. So why should you not be able to say Amen? But he says, Afo pikein, but still yesh lochus divreim. We still should worry about their view, about this opinion, and not to say Amen if you finish with the shliach tzibur. They say that you shouldn't say Amen, so he rules that you should not say Amen if you finish together with the shliach tzibur. So this only applies to over here. Umekol makoyim im siim im ashliach tzibur bebas achas birchas yishtabach. If you finish together with the shliach tzibur the blessing of yishtabach, which is at the end of the psukei de zimra, which is the after brachas, and you answer chayil lamim, so still ukiyetzba mahabrachas, and similar to this bracha, there's such brachas yesh makoyimis. There are some places that noyagim lanish bo amen, that there is the tradition to say amen, afilu achar bichas atzmai, even after your own blessing. There are certain places and certain blessings where the chachamim originally said that you say the amen even after your own blessing. Some people have that tradition. Kamoshi is bar b'mekayme. Like I'll explain in each place where you do that. So av shib b'medina seyle noyagim lasis kain. So even though in our communities, our countries, in our areas, we don't have that tradition, to say after your own blessing. So in other words, by Chayalamim, we don't, by the Brichas Yishtabach, we don't have the tradition to say Amen. But Mekol Makoyim, nevertheless, Kishem Esayim in HaShliach Tzibur, Bivas Achas, if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur, Yochel Lanis. You can answer, because anyway, some people have a community to answer. So even though you don't do it, you could say that. Vuadin, same thing is true. Imashlach sim sim brocha achas. If the shliach tzibur is finishing one blessing, vu sim brocha acheres, and you have another blessing, you're not doing the same blessing. Yocholanis omer achabichas shliach tzibur. you can answer after the blessing of the Shliach Tzibur, Afilim Sim Hu Bracha Shein Einim Olav Acher Bichas Atzmai, and this is Divrakel. Even if it's a bracha that nobody says the Amen afterwards. So he says like this. So basically, one has to be careful if you finish together with the Shliach Tzibur about saying the Amen. So in our first case that we were talking about, by the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, so over there he says, if you finish together the Shliach Tzibur, do not say Amen. Why? Because it appears as if you're saying Amen to your own blessing. That's not proper. Although the truth is, you're not saying it for yourself. You're saying it because the Shliach Tzibur, because the one is finishing. But it still looks like, so he says, don't answer Amen. So better don't answer Amen. But that only implies to such a blessing which nobody says Amen to, which we don't say Amen, but there are some blessings, like the blessing of Yishtabach. In some communities, they say Melech Yachad Chayei Olamim Amen. That's part of the blessing, say Amen. Even if we don't do so, but in the case when you're finishing together the Shliach Tzibur, and the problem that you can't say Amen because it's going to look like you're saying on your own bracha, but since other people have the tradition to say Amen, even though you don't have the tradition, in this bracha you can say Amen together. So by the bracha of Yishtabach, you can say Amen together with the Chazan. And another point, if the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur, is finishing another blessing, unrelated, and you're doing one blessing, and you're finishing it at the same time, you could say Amen. Because then it doesn't appear at all that you're doing it on your own blessing, because he's making a different blessing, you're answering on the Chazan. It's only if you and the Chazan are doing the same blessing, which is not distinguishable, it seems like you're doing it for the blessing that you made. But if he's doing another blessing, then it would be okay. Now, the Alter Rebbe didn't rule over here what happens in the... it's unusual for him not to take a stand. And he doesn't say, he just brings down two opinions. One that says, the question is, what happens, do you say Amen if the Chazan does? I believe that that is the ruling, that is the halacha like that, even though the Alter Rebbe brings down two opinions, that you would answer up, that you would answer Amen. So if you're in the bracha of Yishtabach, in the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, in the middle of the bracha, and that would be true for the bracha of Yishtabach as well. If the Chazan finishes and says Yachad Chayei Olamim, you would say Amen. You would say Amen even though you're in the middle of the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar. Although he brings one opinion that you don't say it. He brings two opinions over here. But I believe the halacha is that you do say it. Let's just check it. Here in the chart it actually says that during blessing of Baruch Sha'amar, Amen after most brachas, which means besides Hakei LaKodesh and Shemei Tefillah, will take the more stringent opinion, because the Alter Rebbe doesn't rule one way or the other, then we have to take the more stringent opinion, and then we're going to say that during Baruch Sha'amar, you're not going to say Amen. And the same thing is during Yishtabach, you say you're not going to say Amen. If you finish before the Chazan, then of course you say Amen. So in the bracha itself, no. Now let me